Physiology, the study of how the body works. And until the Renaissance, they knew nothing about it.
Careful. They had theories. And some of them were remarkably near the mark.
Not in prehistoric times.
Agreed. All spirits and animism and that sort of stuff.
Nor in Egyptian times.
Ooh, but what about the channel theory? In Abus Papyrus it said, the heart speaks out of every limb.
Surely it was nonsense. They didn't know the difference between veins and intestines. They thought they were all connected.
It was the start of things. The realisation that the body wasn't wholly under the control of the spirits.
To a degree, but they still believed that Thoth created human beings and Bes controlled childbirth and so on. For me, it was the Greeks who made the breakthrough into natural medicine.
Hippocrates?
Well, yes. Airs, waters and places said the disease was caused by environment. But it was the whole philosopher's thing, the theory of the four humours and all that. In its time, it was revolutionary. The idea the body was a naturally functioning organism.
And anatomy?
Well, once they decided the body wasn't the temple of the gods, they could cut it up. So that's why you get Greek doctors in Alexandria dissecting the bodies of criminals while they were still alive.
Vivisection?
Absolutely. And that allowed Herophilus to realise that the brain, not the heart, controlled movement. And Erostratus to discover that blood moved. Way ahead of their time. And much better than the Romans, who dropped all that kind of Greek cleverness.
Oh, you can't deny that Galen took anatomy further than ever before, and physiology too. What about all those investigations on the nervous systems of pigs?
Galen got lots of things wrong. He thought that blood was burned up as fuel for the muscles, and he said there were holes through the septum. Thus, he stopped people discovering the circulation of blood for centuries. And because he got his knowledge by dissecting animals, he made loads of little mistakes, such as how the muscles attached to the bone.
And because medieval doctors accepted Galen as the absolute authority.
Exactly. Medieval physiology stayed backwards too, except for Muslim doctors. The whole thing was just a hodgepodge of crazy theories. God and his saints, that's what people in Western Europe thought controlled life.
And have you seen that mad drawing of a skeleton? It looks more like an ape than a human being.
Well, of course, no student ever dissected a body because the church forbade dissection, even in universities. Anatomy lessons were simply a butcher pointing at a body while the lecturer read from Galen.
So it's not until the Renaissance that physiology moves forward.
Agreed. There's Vesalius and dissection, of course, the fabric of the human body, 1543. But personally, I believe it was the development of scientific method that made the difference. They learned how to prove things.
Don't forget Leeuwenhoek, 1683.
The microscope.
Doctors were able to see things at the cellular level, and that allowed Theodor Schwann in 1839 to prove that the body is made up of cells, not humours, and that finally laid the theory of the four humours to rest.
It's all about research by the 19th century. Jan Porkinier set up the first department of physiology in 1836, and suddenly scientists were discovering all kinds of things about how the body really works. Starling and Bayliss discovered the first hormone in 1902. Funk discovered vitamins in 1912. And then there was Banting and Best, insulin, Edgar Allan, oestrogen.
And Leroy Stevens discovered stem cells in 1953. Now there's a discovery which promises to transform medicine.
And of course, the Industrial Revolution was giving them all these machines. Röntgen discovered X-rays in 1895. Eindhoven invented the electrocardiograph in 1900. Suddenly, we were able to measure and study the body as never before.
And even more into the 20th century, the electron microscope in 1931 and the endoscope, CAT scans and MRI scans in the 1970s. We know so much more nowadays. Did you know that in 1986 they set up this thing called the Visible Human Project, where they've sliced up human bodies, scanned them, and use a computer to build them into virtual reality 3D models?
If you're talking about the 20th century, I think the two things you've got to mention are the discovery of DNA by Crick and Watson in 1953 and the Human Genome Project in the 1990s. I mean, these are the things which allow us not only to understand how the body works, but to manipulate it, repair it, clone it.